Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we're joined by my friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, Fred Flights, our Senior Vice President for Policy and Programs, a career intelligence professional and one of the country's preeminent authorities about the dangers posed by the Islamic Republic of Iran. He has been incredibly effective in articulating and warning about what is happening under the guise of what I think of as the Obama bomb deal. Fred, in fact, has written a book on the subject, the Obama bomb deal. It is high time that this thing be jettisoned, it seems to me. And Fred, you were engaged in some very high-level interactions with the Trump administration yesterday as it prepared for, and unfortunately did, certify that the Iranians are in compliance with that agreement. You have written that they are not. John Bolton, a man you served in the State Department, has similarly concluded they are not. Where does the truth lie?
Well, Frank, I think it's not a close call that Iran is in violation of this agreement. It's violated several important terms. It's not allowing IAEA inspectors access to military sites. It has produced too much heavy water, which is needed to run plutonium-producing heavy water reactors. It's produced too much enriched uranium. And there's been examples of it not meeting other requirements of the deal and cheating on the deal, according to German intelligence. It's not a close call. And Senator Cotton, Cruz, and Perdue, they wrote a letter to the president. They also stated this. John Bolton stated this. But yesterday, I participated in a phone conference that NSC advisor H.R. McMaster held. And frankly, he gave a presentation on recertifying the Iran deal that could have been given by a Hillary Clinton administration. I was just appalled, Frank. And I challenged him on it. I asked him why we were going along with these Iranian violations, and he just ignored me. Later, he answered questions by someone else, and he said, well, Iran appears to have violated the spirit of the deal, and we'll look into whether it is violating the letter of the deal. It was just appalling.
Yeah. The concern, in addition to falsely certifying that Iran is in compliance, Fred Flights, as you've pointed out at National Review and elsewhere, is that the certification also attests to the fact that this deal, which enables Iran unmistakably to continue pursuing its nuclear weapons ambitions, if deferring somewhat the realization of them, is, quote, in the national security interests of the United States, unquote. Again, as one of the country's most astute and knowledgeable analysts of these matters, do you agree that that is true?
No, I think that's the most troubling part of this recertification. We can quibble over whether these violations are significant. I think there's no question of that. But overall, is this agreement in the national security interest of the United States an agreement that allows Iran to continue to enrich uranium, to develop advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium faster, to operate a plutonium-producing heavy water reactor? It is not in the interest of the United States. That's what the president campaigned on. And this administration shouldn't be certifying such a thing. That's the big point that Ambassador Bolton was making. And I think that's the point in Bolton's op-ed that almost changed the president's mind yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to have been persuasive to him, but unfortunately there are others, notably H.R. McMaster at the National Security Council and Rex Tillerson, who are very much of a different view, perhaps others in the senior ranks. The question that I guess occurs to us is this administration incoherence, I guess, to put it charitably, is against the backdrop of now increasing evidence that this deal is, as you describe it in your book, Obama Bomb, a dangerous and growing national security fraud, one that is greatly enhancing the Iranians' capabilities to do mischief, or much worse for that matter, in all of these other areas, in terrorism, in their ballistic missile program, in their regional ambitions for hegemony. Talk a bit about how this is working out in practice, quite apart from the non-compliance with the literal terms, this whole idea of the spirit of the deal and how it could be considered in our interests if this kind of conduct is continuing and deemed, it seems, accelerating, Fred Flights.
Well, the spirit of the deal is an interesting concept because all the things you just mentioned were deliberately excluded from the agreement by the Obama administration. The agreement only focuses on Iran's nuclear program, not terrorism, meddling in the region, developing missiles. Now, McMaster said, we're going to focus on that. We're going to touch on these things that are in the spirit of the deal. Sure, the Obama administration said this is going to improve Iran's behavior, but the agreement doesn't even discuss these things. So, you know, we can talk, certainly Iran's behavior has gotten worse, and there was a hope that this agreement would improve it. But the agreement focuses on the nuclear program, and it isn't even addressing that. Never mind that Iran's behavior has gotten so much worse since the agreement was announced.
Yeah, and seems to be decidedly going in that direction still further. And Fred, just as an observer of how this kind of statecraft plays in a region like the Middle East, is there any doubt in your mind that the administration's willingness to review and willingness to criticize and willingness to perhaps even sanction certain elements in Iran, but nonetheless endorse the underlying agreement, is going to conduce to still more of this kind of conduct by the Iranians, both noncompliance with the deal's terms itself and this other very, very ominous behavior in the region and towards us?
Well, I'm hopeful that the Iranians are going to curb some of their belligerent activity because they're worried about a military response by the United States. But you're right. This is not sending the right signal to Iran. However, it's known today the president is extremely unhappy with this decision. According to the New York Times, he's not going to do this indefinitely. And I'll tell you that you and I are going to be working hard through the Center for Security Policy with our ally organizations to stop these certifications from continuing. And there's a lot that has to be done. I'm sure we'll be talking about on the program.
Well, we will for sure, week upon week. But it does make it more difficult for the president to stop engaging in this kind of affirmation of the Iranians and their agenda the more he continues to certify. And I think he's right to be angry, but I hope that anger is directed at those around him who have induced him to take this step again yesterday. Fred Flights, your work on exposing this and challenging H.R. McMaster and encouraging, I think, that very, very high level and apparently urgent debate within the administration about the advisability of this action are tremendously appreciated, as is all the work you do at the Center for Security Policy. Fred, let me ask you very quickly in closing. There is now, as you know, a back and forth going on between the United States and Russia about a decision taken by Obama late in his presidency to strip the Iranians of two mansions that he said they were using for espionage purposes. The Russians want them back. Is there any question in your mind that they were, in fact, used for spying in our country? And should we, in fact, give them back?
The Russians use everything they do in this country is used for espionage. Any meeting you have with Russians, you have to assume there's a Russian spy there. There's no doubt those sites were major espionage operations. And if we give them back, which I don't think we should, that has to be a major quid pro quo.
Well, I doubt that will be forthcoming, but I do think that the precedent is going to be very undesirable if we wind up doing this, especially against the backdrop of all of the other controversies surrounding President Trump and his relationship with the Russians. I think this would be an untimely and, I think, problematic decision were he to accent to the pressure to capitulate to the Russians in one form or another. That's for another day. Fred, we'll be following it closely, as I know will you. Thank you so much for your time today and for the great work you do at the Center. Keep it up. National Review online and elsewhere as well. Next up, we will be speaking with Harold Rode. We'll take stock with him on this issue, as well as studying the Islamic method of warfare. That and more. Stay ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.